Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Walking away.
Shane and Friends version of Take On Me from A-ha.
Grandpa Metal is the album.
I like that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Right. No, it really does. Because it was loaded in there by our producer, and I hadn't heard it yet. That was the first time I heard it. And I'm thinking, you know what? That was good. I'm not kissing ass. That was really good, man.
Thank you.
What'd you have to pay A-ha?
Well, nothing yet. But they will... they will take their percentage, yeah. I mean,
oh, you don't have to go.
They got
get...
a piece of you displaying it.
Yeah.
You don't have to get permission ahead of time? I'm not sure how that works.
Well, we had to get permission, but they'll just take their percentage out of our sales.
Okay, all they right. Laughed at you and said, but... that's not going to make any money.
Have they heard it? Have the guys from A-ha heard that?
I don't know. I haven't asked. I know when I covered The Gambler, I know Kenny Rogers had to approve, and he actually liked my dumb metal version of The Gambler.
Oh, but I hear that, too.
Where can we find that?
I haven't heard yet what... That I did, like, 10 years ago.
Okay.
But
okay.
I haven't heard what A-ha thinks, or Yelvis, because we also covered that song, What the Fox Say.
Yeah.
So I know they have to approve, but I haven't heard, like, their feedback.
And Corey Taylor, guest vocals on that, and you got a bunch of names, some notables on here.
So you called in some favors from some of your rock fans, friends, too, obviously.
Absolutely. My friends, yeah. There was really nobody on this record. Well, one or two people that I didn't know. Everybody else I knew. My producer called in, like, two favors. He got the bass player for Doc and Jeff Pilson to do
okay.
A solo.
Yeah.
And I didn't know Jeff. But everybody else was me personally going, "Hey man, I'm doing this dumb thing. Will you sing on it?" You know?
You've been Scott Ian, Corey Taylor, Gary Holt, Al Yankovic, Brendan Small, many, many more, including
Is that the only non music track on this? Is My Phone Call with Weird Al?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of sketches leading up to songs or linking from songs, but that's the only, like, yeah, standalone, not a song sketch.
You've been working on this for a while. Bit of a passion project? How long you been at there?
Passion project.
Yeah, man, it took 6 years. That's a good word for it. I can't believe it took that long. We've been calling it the Chinese democracy of comedy metal records. But
Brian,
I didn't spend $13 million of my own money like Axl did, so I feel like I got off okay.
Now, how can you tour on this? Or you just go. Is your tour just your comedy?
Well, I could, but that's not why I did it.
Yeah,
I want to do some videos.
Videos would be great.
Well, we are. I'm in the middle of doing a couple. I'm doing. Grandpa Metal, and then we're doing New Music Sucks as videos, and those will be out soon. But then Scott and I have talked about doing like an abbreviated like tour where we go out and do a couple of dates, but we would do stand up before he's done spoken word, you know, and told stories
right.
from his books. So we would go out and do that together, and then end the show by doing a couple of songs. But the idea at my age of getting out and then running around singing metal songs for an hour. I don't know that my insurance company would sign off on that.
Can your can your Cookie Monster voice survive an hour singing like that?
Yeah, I think my voice could, but like my giant gut of me running around on stage, I don't think that's going to – I'd be wheezing. And like when Axl Rose came back, remember when he first came back and did that MTV thing and he was full of cookie dough and everybody was like, wow, look at that. That's how this would be.
I'd still pay to see that, though. Brian Posehn with us. When's the album come out? When's the album come out? Is this weekend or what?
It's out. It came out Friday.
Oh, Friday. I'm sorry.
It's
okay.
Doing well, man. Okay. Yeah, it's
are there samples on
YouTube? Selling.
Yeah, how do people get the...
Yeah, there's samples on YouTube. It's you can stream it everywhere, but I would recommend going to a record store.
Yes. You have a hard copy?
They sell records and compact discs.
Man, I like that too.
I was just one of those.
Yeah, so we did physical copies, and so that's what I'm hoping people that I still like, you know, that's how I get my music.
Sure. And you got the cool.
I still go to the record store and deal with the surly gentleman or lady behind the counter and
well, I used to be
one of those people. I was that was one of my day jobs. So
were you the judgmental clerk?
Oh yeah, I was the guy that got fired from Tower Records for attitude. People get hired for attitude.
You got fired from Tower, really? Back in the day?
Yeah.
For attitude, for being a jackass during Christmas.
Okay.
What'd you do? Just laugh at people's choices?
Right, questioning people's taste.
Yeah, I was the one that I got in trouble for. I didn't say anything, but they said, "Well, you were nonverbal, but your disappointment was clear." Like I rolled my eyes. And this customer could hear me roll my eyes as they bought something terrible.
What was the customer's choice?
I don't remember. I mean, this was the 80s.
Okay.
This was the 80s and
90s. Man,
you
should have been the Jack Black character then, you know.
Oh, absolutely. I identified with that character so much.
Yeah, that would have been great.
That was me just hanging up on people or, like, telling people I would go look for the record and then not even leaving where I was standing. You know, just stand there.
How long did you work at Tower?
Yeah, I'm going to the country section. I'm going to go look for Reba McEntire. I'll be right back.
And then you wouldn't move?
Yeah, we're out of it. Yeah, we don't have that.
That is excellent.
But clearly we do.
I want the album now just because I'm looking at the YouTube cover here. And that's great.
Oh,
artwork.
Thanks.
That is great artwork.
Yeah, man, it's a full package. I wanted it to, you know, feel like a legit cool thing.
Yeah. What made you pick some of the songs? Like, who thought of Take On Me?
It's all me. Everything on the record is me.
No, you could take a lot of songs and make them sound metal, so what made you choose that particular song? I mean, it's perfect, you know?
I've said for years that any song is better metal, and that just, I took it as a challenge, actually. Yeah. Like, let's make that song, you know? And it's felt like it's an earworm that if you're my age, you grew up with it.
Totally.
And I just felt like it would be a fun thing to do.
New music sucks. Explain this. I haven't heard it yet, so explain what you're saying in there, because I agree.
Well, so it's this cranky old metalhead, you know, just taking down all pop music and, you know, music from the last 10 years to something really recent. But, like, I wasn't even aware of some of the... of how terrible some of the current music is.
No, it's bad.
But then I drive an Uber. I take Ubers every once in a while, and then I'm like, oh, that's awful.
Yeah, I got teenage kids.
I never heard of that before, but it's really terrible.
What's out there that you like
right
now?
You almost said you drive an Uber on the side there. I think that would be great.
Oh, no.
Hossein picks me up driving an Uber.
Any new music that you're a fan of right now?
Not really.
Well, you said pop music. Pop music does suck. There's some great rock bands out there, but pop music sucks.
Yeah. There's for me, metal-wise, the bands that I'm into that are new, they're not that new.
Right.
So Power Trip. Mm-hmm. Power Trip's had a couple of records. This band Havoc has had a couple of records. I really like them. He Is Legend. I think they're out of South Carolina. They're great, but they've been around 10 years.
That's new to us.
For me, that's new music, you know.
Yeah. We're talking to comedian Brian Posehn. Are you out touring, too?
Yeah, being in Tampa and Orlando this weekend, but out doing my normal fart jokes. Well, not normal, but...
Where can we see you on TV again or movies? Because we love to see you on the screen. You're very funny.
Nothing coming up right away. The most recent thing was Mandalorian, just on, my regular gig, Big Bang Theory, went away, so I'm just looking for more of those.
I know you're on a lot. Mandalorian, is that what Beasley's on? Was Beasley on that? Was John Beasley was on Mandalorian. He's
couple
a friend
episodes
of the show. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Brian Post saying Grandpa Metal available now, where you buy your records, record stores, CDs. Is it on cassette? Let's go old school.
I hope so, but not yet. But I would like to do that if we do that for Record Store Day. We've talked about it, we'll see.
And you can check out some samples on YouTube right now.
And where can people find your dates besides Orlando?
BrianPossein.com.
All right, man. Thanks a lot, Brian. Appreciate it. And good luck, man. Sounds great. Really sounds fun. Yeah. Can't wait to hear the whole
thing. Thanks, you guys. Have a great day.
You too, man.
You too.
I appreciate it.
Take care.
All right.
Talking away. I don't know.
I knew what it was, but if you just, I just went into that, and you don't know until the chorus.
Yeah.
You see Brian doing the video, the pencil sketch video. It's Posehn banging into a wall.
I've always thought that song needed double basses.
Rocks, man.
That's awesome.
That's just like with your old band. What were they called?
Dragonfire.
Dragonfire, right. They still exist? On hiatus,
in my heart,
right?
They're big into the hiatus. Yeah.
There's a great, you have a great, your album cover shot. Walking down the railroad tracks.
Oh, you and Austin.
That's a great photo.
Yeah.
We should share that.
Five Tallarico.
Nick's got a band called Dragonfire.
We have a video out, too, for Tyrannosaurus Sex.
Oh, yeah, there's a video out?
Rawr. Yeah, you guys are in it.
Oh, that's right.
Tony filmed a long time ago.
We got to put that on. Can Push look that up and put it share on our social media today?
Yeah.
Share some Dragonfire.
Oh, why would we want to do that to the listeners?
No, not on the air. Have them go look at our social media for Dragonfire.
Okay, all right.
I'm not going to play it.
Dude, Posehn's great. I had to work with him last time he came through.
Oh, you did?
I doubt he remembers being like, hey, remember getting high in that car after the show? I think that guy probably does that.
Were you sitting in the car getting high with him? Yeah. Him and Pat Oswalt and him came in through years ago together.
Yeah, when they were doing the Comedians of Comedy.
Yeah.
Too.
Right. They were both pretty cool. He was really cool. I remember that.
Yeah, Posehn, he's got a great joke on one of his early, his album came out right when I started doing stand-up. It's called Live and Nerd Rage.
Uh-huh.
And he said he and his wife were pulling up somewhere to get a valet, and like she farted. Mm-hmm. And of course they blame him because he's like, I look like I'm made of farts. Like that's always stuck in my head.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The most common nightmares that we have. They did a recent survey figuring out the list of
I'm sure we all have nightmares. These.
Yeah, they're probably a lot of them are work-related.
Well, no, nightmare is not anxiety. I think a nightmare is a nightmare. Something scary.
Well,
anxiety isn't a nightmare. Like something your record is running out. That's not a nightmare.
I have work-related ones where I wake up
heart racing.
But they're not nightmares. I had those too, but they're not nightmares.
Well,
nightmares are
perhaps your
scary.
Nightmare is a little bit more scary than a lot of people's nightmare.
Right.
Yeah. I think what Craig is going to talk about technically could be defined as nightmares.
Technically.
Because they're not good dreams.
Right. Like, number one, we're falling.
Yeah.
Done that.
That's a crazy one.
Do you have ones where you're flying? See, that's not nightmarish to me.
No, you're feeling good there. Yeah, because if you're flying, it's cool.
You're in control.
All right. That's because you're smoking weed and jumping off your balcony. That's why, Todd.
Yeah. That's not a dream.
Yeah. Good thing you got that ball pit.
Yeah, but I don't need it when I can fly.
Call it the Ricketts ball pit, too.
Right.
Oh, sorry.
And when I smoke weed, I can fly.
Don't do that, kids.
Dreaming of being chased came in as number two most common nightmare.
And that one always involves you cannot run full speed. For me, it does. Something is holding you back from full speed.
Yeah.
And you don't know why, you're just so slow.
Yeah, it's the blankets.
Yeah. Yep.
Or you're hitting dead ends.
Yep.
There's dead ends and you're kind of lost. Trying to get back to your truck, can't find it.
And then it goes dreams of dying, feeling lost, and feeling trapped.
How about your wife pulling your nut off like Puss did?
Not a dream.
That was reality.
That was reality.
See, like the anxiety riddle stuff I get every once in a while, I think it qualifies as a nightmare because I can't find things. I'm in a strange
place. Yeah,
everything's
yeah.
weird. Right. I can't find my car. I can't find my keys.
Do you have nightmares about being on stage?
I can't find
not knowing
way
the
out.
Jokes?
Not really. I feel a lot of these things when I'm awake.
I do, too.
You're on
go
stage
to sleep to get away from half of these things.
You're on stage and nobody's laughing.
I'm with you on that. Go to sleep to get away from these things.
One theory regarding the falling nightmare is that as our bodies fall asleep, the relaxing of our muscles actually tricks our brains into believing we are really falling. Another theory is that the falling nightmares are just caused by our nervous system shutting down for the evening.
How about that one when you're actually falling asleep and you start to fall and you just jerk yourself awake?
Yeah.
I mean, not that way.
Cool jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens to me a lot, especially just when I'm falling asleep.
Yeah,
you're like, twitching.
You feel like an idiot. Your hand moves out of nowhere.
And my wife's laughing at me. No.
Well, again.
Sorry, I've done the one where I feel like I'm falling, but my leg will fall out of the bed.
Yeah.
And there's like a little railing around the edge of the bed frame, and it'll smack the bed frame, and I'll wake up swing my leg back up on the bed.
Yeah. And so your wife grabs your nut.
Falling like you're falling in a hole or falling off a cliff. Going,
Falling off a cliff, you're just falling the whole time, I think. You feel like you're just falling.
Yeah.
You never land.
It's a free fall.
Yeah.
Almost half of us have had a common nightmare being attacked. 42% being late.
That's the one that gets me all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's Danny's nightmare. The Tramadol bottle is empty.
Danny loves Tramadol.
A loved one passing away for about a third of us. Ghosts, aliens, and other monsters for almost 30%. Being naked in public for over 20% of us.
That doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
See, Mom appears in my dreams every once in a while, but it's
hopefully not naked.
It's never nightmarish. Yeah. You know, we're always
talking. Those dreams, you'll have those for a long time, Todd.
It's congenial.
They're always good dreams, but they suck, though, because you wake up and they're still dead. I've had those dreams for years.
But I enjoy
They're fewer and far between.
I enjoy it while I'm in dream state.
Right, so I do, too.
Yeah, and then I wake up and I'm kind of bummed.
But there's a point, at least, I don't know, it can't happen with me. There's a point if you dream about your loved ones that are passed away, you wake up knowing that they're gone.
Yeah.
That it was a nice dream. But it takes a while, at least from my attitude. I don't know if Craig's, you have dreams about your mom?
I don't allow it.
Right. Well, because of weed?
Yeah.
I don't allow it.
I was going to say. It sounds like it's mind over matter. I don't allow it. No, weed suppressed your dream.
I'm a very disciplined dreamer.
I don't allow it.
I don't dream.
It shows weakness. You didn't sound like a
Actually,
you sound like a soldier right there.
Exactly.
Well, even if you're not a dope smoker and you dream, you don't remember your dream unless you wake up right
afterwards.
Write
it down, right.
Yeah, I rarely remember.
Or jot it down. But usually your dreams are buried in the middle of your sleep.
Yeah, I will have dreams even at nap time, actually.
That's when I have the most of because I don't smoke dope before nap time. I smoke dope before bedtime.
I dream about Puss's mom most of the time.
Well, actually. Yeah, that's hardly a dream. Certainly no nightmare.
I wake up horrified a lot, especially like if I fall asleep on the
couch. Wake up horrified.
I'll like fall asleep on the couch. It happened just a couple days ago, and Ben was like laying down in bed, and I wouldn't normally be sleeping that time. Right. Then I'll like wake up just like freaked out, and I'll just start like running around the house until I kind of like get my bearings. My daughter was just coming out of the bathroom, and I saw her, and I'm like, ah! And she's like, ah! Like, okay. That's why we don't have a gun in the house.
Yeah, well, that should be one of the reasons, yes.
Wake up freaking out.
Man. Mom, Dad's a freak.
Yeah.
Dad is a freak, man.
I usually figure it out because everybody will just start laughing at me. I'm like,
but,
oh, that's
you
okay.
Up,
I'm
you get up and
oh, I'll get up
right
and
away.
I'll start, like, you know, room to room real quick.
Not knowing what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very comforting.
Yes, it is. You shouldn't allow that like Craig. Right. I won't allow it. I am
that's one way to put it. That's one way to put it, isn't
it? I smoke weed. Yeah, that's how I do it.
You're not suppressing your dreams enough, obviously.
Nah, I'm probably not.
If that happens.
Sounds like you should be shackled to the bed for your own safety.
I just picture you in the hallway. You know, like that. Yeah.
So many people have frightening dreams about performing badly at certain activities, maybe a big test or missing an important event. Another recurring nightmare topic was sexual nightmares. 2 in 5 respondents have experienced sexual nightmares, being cheated on by a significant other.
Then you wake up pissed off at your spouse. Don't you hate those?
No, women do that.
Yeah.
We don't.
They do. They do.
I don't.
Have an issue with that. I don't, but they do.
I don't do that.
Yeah.
Being left entirely by a partner is another nightmare that some people have to deal with. Single men.
I think we've had emails before where guys have sex dreams and then they wake up feeling guilty because they feel like they cheated on their wife.
I think those guys are pussies, actually. I think it's called it being a pussy. Because you didn't cheat on your wife.
Yeah.
So you don't feel guilty.
But I understand.
No, you're a pussy.
Single men.
Because you wake up, you go, I didn't cheat on my wife. That was a dream.
And yeah, you wake up relieved.
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't actually doing that.
If you feel guilty, then you're so pussy whipped.
Single men are actually more than twice as likely as single women to dream of an imaginary partner cheating on them.
Imaginary partner?
Yeah.
Man.
Well, because they're single.
That's true.
They don't have a partner.
Right.
However, women in relationships are more likely to have dreams like that than men in relationships. Right. It goes the other way when you get into a relationship.
And they wake up and hit you.
Or just mad at you all day. Yeah. I'm mad at you. Why? You cheated on me last night in the dream. I said, eh.
About half of
surveyed. I always say that? I always say, what'd she look like? I always say that. And it's very, once in a while. All of us had that dream before, but my wife's.
You know,
does that stupid joke. Unless I get mad at you cheating me on my dream list, I always say what she looked like. That doesn't help, but I have to know.
It should help.
Right.
Now, you should mention.
I know her?
Listen, that was your production.
Yeah, it was. You're right.
I had nothing to do with that.
50% of the surveyed married women said that they have had a nightmare about their husband with another woman. Men usually have nightmares about technology breaking down far more than women.
I've done that.
60%.
Work related.
Oh, yeah.
Things won't work at work, and I know somebody's going to be pissy.
Nick.
Yeah.
Nick's all pissy now.
And here's
he's been here a month or so. He's just pissy.
This again?
My stuff doesn't work.
How long is this going to go on for?
All we give Nick is a microphone. He can't be pissed at anything. We don't give him anything to do except that microphone.
Right.
You wake up then, Push, and check the email for angry podcasters?
Yeah.
We're segment 5-2.
Yeah.
God damn it, Push.
They're weird. They're very weird, work-related.
Yeah.
Things won't work, and I can't figure out how to make them work. Yeah. It's just, it's horrible.
Yeah, I hate the mundane work dreams.
Yes.
It's like nothing exciting. You just feel like you're working, and you're like, oh, I got to wake up, and then I think I'm going to do the same thing.
60% of female respondents reported dreaming about bugs crawling all over them, compared to 40% of men. Women also tend to have more dreams about their homes burning down or being destroyed.
Gee, man.
Those in the journalism and broadcasting fields
that's us.
Dream of missed deadlines and not being prepared. People
deadline.
Who work in arts and entertainment frequently have nightmares about being naked in public.
Yeah.
I think
and
that's
across
you
all
sleep.
Professions, showing up late to work, a common nightmare.
Yeah, the not being prepared part. I live that dream every day.
Yeah. It's reality. It's called reality.
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.